AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Merry Christmas,
everybody!
A day after 14 people were gunned down at a holiday event in Southern California, President Obama and his family flipped a switch tonight that brought the national Christmas tree to life. Earlier in the day, Obama said the reason for the mass shooting in San Bernardino is still being investigated.
It is possible that this was terrorist-related, but we don't know. It's also possible that this was workplace-related.
Speaking tonight at a GOP Jewish coalition in Washington, GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump said he's worried that the mass shooting may be an act of what he calls radical Islamic terrorism.
When I heard about it, I figured maybe not, but it turns out probably was related. Radical Islamic terrorism. And I'll tell you what, we have a president that refuses to use the term.
A U.S. intelligence official tells the Associated Press the FBI is treating the mass shooting as a potential act of terror, but has reached no conclusion it was. The official says Syed Farouk communicated with individuals who were under FBI scrutiny in connection with a terrorism investigation, but the official says the contact was with people who weren't significant players on the FBI's radar, and there is no indication of any surge in communications ahead of the shooting. Farouk and his wife opened fire on a holiday banquet of his co-workers yesterday, killing 14 and wounding more than a dozen before dying in a shootout with police. This is AP Radio News. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has given the military a month to open combat jobs to women.
As long as they qualify and meet the standards, women will now be able to contribute to our mission in ways they could not before.
The top Army ROTC leaders at the State University of New York are no longer running the program after a physical training session sent 12 students to hospitals. Jurors in the Baltimore trial of a police officer charged in the death of a young man got an up-close look today at the police transport van where Freddie Gray broke his neck and died a few days later. The number of U.S. police officers charged with murder or manslaughter for on-duty shootings has tripled this year, a sharp increase. And a white officer in Dover, Delaware, charged with assault after breaking a black suspect's jaw with a kick, said today he was aiming for the man's upper body, not his head. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.